You know, as we think about the B attitudes of marriage, we want to focus on being radically generous.
And being radically generous will transform your marriage and your family.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's just no room for things being fair
right.
in marriage.
Well, fair doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
No.
We really have to have a servant heart mm-hmm. with one another. And when we have a servant heart, what we're doing is we're looking for ways to bless each other. We're mm-hmm. looking for ways to help each other,
right.
to operate as a team, that mm-hmm. we're working together.
Right.
And yes, are there times where, you know, maybe a conversation needs to be had because somebody is carrying more of the load.
Right.
And that conversation needs to be had, certainly. But in general, sometimes we just need to examine our heart and whether there is true generosity in it, or if we're just trying to make sure that things are equal.
Right.
And so, you know, I think this happened the other day in our relationship. You changed out the trash. And in our home, whichever one of us sees the trash being full
right.
changes it out.
Right.
But you had done it, and I had come from upstairs, downstairs into the kitchen, and I saw that the trash containers didn't have the trash liners in them. And my first thought was, oh, Mark's changing the trash, and he'll put the liners
mm-hmm.
in. And then I caught myself, and I went, no, I can put the liners in.
Mm-hmm.
I can put the liners in. I can serve him in the midst of him serving our family.
Right. And I found myself very grateful. I walked in ready to change the or add new liners, and I saw that Jill had done it, and I even said to her, wow, thank you for mm-hmm. taking care of the liners.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that breeds appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
It breeds gratefulness. So we've got to watch out for those places where it's like, oh, that's his chore or that's her chore. I mean, not that there aren't, you know, things. There are things that you do because you're physically stronger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, taking the big garbage can out to our dumpster, we have kind of live in a country setting.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't lift that thing into the dumpster and dump the trash in there. So definitely, you know, that's a place where you often do that. But I would say in general, just watch out for those places where we get into habits and
mm-hmm.
we forget that we can pick up the slack somewhere.
Right, right.
To recognize that that's needed. You know, the book of Proverbs addresses this. It addresses it in Proverbs 11, 24, and 25. And we love it in the Message version.
Yeah. It says, the world of the generous gets larger and larger, and the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped.
I love that. And what we want is we want more life in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about large and small, you're talking about just the largeness of life
mm-hmm.
in relationship. And so generosity is a beautiful way that we can bring life to our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So information plus application equals transformation. And when we have a radically generous heart, we don't get caught up on who does what.
Mm-mm.
We can apply what we learn with a generous heart to experience transformation. So be radically generous.